Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Sunday the 18th of October. I've left it a little bit later just because I want to do the NFL. I've got no other football bets today and there were no pod horses. I have got one horse, if I get this out in time, 310 Milk Wood. If you're listening quickly, 310 Milk Wood at Foss Lass. Okay, let's deal with the old Premier League. What pathetic, isn't it? I mean, that nothing wrong with a Pickford tackle. Never a red card for Richarlison. Mounet's a mile offside, and yet they're whining and right into the Premier League, and their fans are saying, shall we get the police involved? What is the matter? People wonder why I don't like them. See what I mean? It's pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. What about when Adam Dunbale and Gerrard went in on Naismith? And Wolves when they were offside, and Son's goal against Leicester when you couldn't see anything, and it is what it is. The same for all of them. But no, always poor little Liverpool, help us out. Build a flipping great big wall around it and leave them all in curfew, honestly. Fancy, can we get the police involved? I mean, have a word with yourself. What sort of person is that? Have a word, sort yourself out. My team. A player fouled him, can we call the police? I mean, so what sort of individual are you, honestly? Just think if you're in the morning, if you're ever feeling badly about yourself, you could be that guy. Right. pathetic, isn't it? And the old Spurs in a minute. What we got? Hour and 40 minutes till clobbering time. Gareth Bale. He was born to play for Spurs. He was born to play for Spurs. It'll be beautiful. We're going to get him a right pace. I think he'll get eight today. Right, NFL. Let's go through them. Washington football team. Obviously, they ditched their controversial, apparently, name in the summer. Washington football team plus 2.5 at the New York Giants. Pittsburgh Steelers minus 3.5 home to the Browns. I think the Browns got a few injuries. I think Pittsburgh are a good thing here. As much as I'm not just anti-Browns, but they have been... playing quite well, but injuries racking up. I do think Pittsburgh minus 3.5 here is a good thing. I have also got, I've got to find them all, you know what I'm like. Was it that one? No, it wasn't. It was Atlanta, who've been struggling, but Atlanta plus 4. Atlanta plus 4 at Minnesota. And then it is, I hate this odds checker, I absolutely hate it. Hold on a second, we'll get there in a minute. That was the one. Yep, hang on, I knew there was another one. It is the Houston Texans at Tennessee. Houston Texans plus 3.5 at Tennessee. All those are 20-20 to 1, 20-21 at Bet365, or 10-11 in most places. And Art, I'm not sure Art puts them on a spreadsheet. I'm not sure that the your adding up columns were correct when I looked last week. I might be wrong. I only looked quickly. But I'm not sure that the total was 100% correct, if you want to check that, me old macker. If you're obviously not wallowing from the fact that you had a draw against Everton. Right, that's it. I'm going to leave you with it because I've got plenty of stuff to do. I want to get it all finished and done before the old Spuds kick off. Go and watch Bale score 8, Kane get a brace, Son get 4. 18-0. Have a lovely Sunday. If your team lose, don't call the police, eh? Just chillax. It's a game of football. And I'll speak to you all tomorrow for Mindset Monday.